I've been asked this question by a lot of people. How high will gold go, or how high will Bitcoin go? And actually, the question itself is problematic, because what people are really asking without realizing it is, how high will gold go in dollars? Or how high will Bitcoin go in dollars? And that's not even a properly structured question. It's not really how high will gold go in dollars. The real question is, how much value will dollars lose? Because that's what's moving right now, is the dollar loss. Gold, over time, doesn't really increase much in value. Not in real world value. Gold holds value. But gold's representation in fiat currencies will rise and fall based on what that currency is doing. So as gold appears to rise in terms of dollars, what it's indicating, of course, is that dollars are rapidly losing value. So when you're asking the question, how high will gold go, what you're really asking is, how low will the dollar go? And the answer to that is simple. It will go to zero. And really, when you're asking about what's the value of gold in dollars, what you're saying is, how many dollars will it take to buy an ounce of gold? Well, if those dollars are worth zero, you can answer the question yourself. How many worthless dollars will it take to buy an ounce of gold? And the answer is, does not compute, because nobody will take dollars for gold. So that's the real answer, is that at some point, dollars will be worthless. Gold will be in such high demand that people will, you know, try to find creative ways to find some way to buy gold, but nobody will sell gold for dollars at some point. Just like today, right now, nobody will sell you gold for, you know, collapsed Zimbabwe currency from decades ago. Why is that? Because currency is worthless, right? So the scam that's being played on people by the establishment, which is the scam that pretends that dollars will hold value, and they don't. These same people representing the establishment, they will say, oh, don't buy gold. It's an ancient relic. What they're really saying is, it's been around way longer than the dollar, and it's going to outlast the dollar. And so will Bitcoin, too, by the way, even though Bitcoin's not an ancient relic. But they want you to keep using dollars, because that's what they need in order to keep printing dollars. They need some circulating M2 money supply in dollars that they can inflate against. When you stop using dollars, or you trade dollars for gold, you actually reduce the M2 circulating money supply, because it's out of your hands now. You're not going to use it anymore. And that reduces the ability of the Federal Reserve to print more money. You know, without causing hyperinflation. I mean, they can always print, but there are consequences. And the larger the circulating money supply, then the more they can get away with printing without dire consequences. But that's all changing now. So getting out of the dollar is not only, I believe, a financial necessity, it's also an act of patriotism. It's an act that supports reality, the real value of gold and silver. And it punishes the banksters for continued money printing. So there are many reasons to get out of dollars and get into gold or silver or even Bitcoin. Now, let's talk about Bitcoin here for a moment. And I'm using the term Bitcoin generically. I'm actually a fan of Monero, even though it's gone down recently because of being delisted by some central exchanges. But Monero has much better privacy. I mean, Monero is a privacy cryptocurrency. That's why I like it. Bitcoin is a transparent blockchain. There's really no intrinsic privacy in Bitcoin. However, Bitcoin is the king of coins. You know, it's the one that everybody has heard of. And it's the one with the highest, you know, market capitalization and the biggest blockchain, the most liquidity, and so on. So Bitcoin is here to stay. Bitcoin will outlast the dollar. I don't know what the value of Bitcoin is going to be. It's not technically backed by any commodity, but it's backed by its utility. It's backed by intrinsic value, such as the fact that you can transfer it almost instantly, or you can divide it easily. You can carry it in unlimited quantities with a single passphrase, and so on. So these things have value, and it's decentralized, and it can't be counterfeited by the government. That's probably its best property. It's also very difficult to confiscate, if not impossible. So Bitcoin will outlast the dollar. Let's just be clear about that. Bitcoin will outlast the euro. Bitcoin will outlast the yen. But gold will outlast them all. Gold will still be here, even if Bitcoin gets eclipsed by something else, you know, which may happen someday. Who knows? Gold is an element on the table of elements. There's nothing better than gold that's on the table of elements. It doesn't exist. So gold is not going to be replaced by, you know, gold plus or something like that. Bonus gold. No, gold is gold. And that's why it holds value and will hold value for, you know, millennia to come. And that's why people are buying gold, because they recognize that it will hold value no matter what. Now, silver is kind of in the same ballpark, but of course it's a lot heavier in terms of the dollar value. It can get very heavy if you try to buy like, you know, $20,000 worth of silver. You're going to have to lug around some cases of silver, you know, and it can be heavy. Now, the same establishment that tells you that you should buy into dollars and use dollars, well, this is the same group that told you that you should take the jabs and wear a mask and lock down your business. And that advice was not in your self-interest. They were trying to kill you. And they did kill millions of people all over the world with the bioweapons that are the jabs. Now, why would you trust the establishment's advice on money and currency when you know they were trying to kill you with the bioweapons jabs? They're not only trying to kill you, they're trying to take everything you own. And that's what happens when you hold dollars, is they steal from you every time they print another $1 trillion, which is now happening every 100 days. And the federal debt is now, what, $35 trillion nearly? So that's going to just keep clocking up. Again, every 100 days, another $1 trillion or so. So the people who listen to the government or the establishment or the corporate media, they will be left penniless. They will own nothing. All the dollars they have in the bank will become worthless. All the assets they think they have that are dollar denominated, such as treasuries, will also become worthless. The stock market will crater because it's pumped up by money printing of the dollar. The only people that are going to emerge from this with anything resembling actual value are people who exit the dollar. People who buy gold and silver, people who get into Bitcoin or other reliable crypto, people who own land, people who own businesses, people who own oil wells, for example. These are the kinds of things that will have value. Energy will always have value. Land will always have value, especially farmable, food-producing land will have special value. Water rights will have value. Diesel fuel will have value, right? Firearms, ammunition, tractors, power tools, you know, real things, in addition to Bitcoin and gold and silver. But the average person doesn't own any gold. The average person doesn't even own any Bitcoin. Think about that. The two best vehicles for getting out of the dollar being precious metals and cryptocurrency, the typical American doesn't own either one. They are wholly invested in a dollar-based system that is designed to fail. It will crater and it will take down all their assets, and they will be left with nothing. And then they will wonder, what happened? Where did all my money go? Oh, well, you still have your dollars. They're just not worth anything. Ha ha, joke's on you. That's what the government's going to say. Or they'll blame Russia or something. It's Russia's fault. They were currency raiders. Russia cyber hacked our currency. Has nothing to do with all our money printing for decades. No, it's Russia cyber hacked. And then they'll say, we're all going to have to pull together and sacrifice. You know, and the typical American will say, well, I guess it's normal to be left totally impoverished while our government spends money and sends $60 billion to Ukraine or Israel, or spends money on bombs and weapons and surveillance of the American people. It's totally normal for us to be living in poverty while our government is run by a bunch of warmongering tyrants. Yeah, but that's not you. You don't believe that garbage. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You know what's up. And you know that the winners in this, in terms of asset protection, are going to be people that get out before the dollar collapses. And that's the best advice I could give you today. Get out before the dollar collapses. What should you get out into? Well, I mean, technically anything that holds value, whatever makes the most sense to you. Could be gold, could be silver, could be diesel fuel, whatever. I mean, yeah, look, I have a couple of sponsors I'll mention in a bit about gold and gold backs. Sure. But maybe that's not the right choice for you. Maybe something makes more sense for you, depending on your situation. Maybe you have a family member in the diamond business that can get diamonds at wholesale. Hey, you want to carry a lot of value in your pockets? If you can get diamonds at wholesale, you can trade diamonds for cash, right? So, I mean, I don't have a connection in the diamond industry, and that's just not my thing. But you might have some special connection somewhere where you can expend a bunch of fiat cash and you can get something that's going to hold value. Maybe something that's even really portable. So do what's best for you, whatever works for you. Maybe you're an employee at the ammunition plant or something, right? And maybe one of the employee benefits is that perhaps you can buy ammo at cost. I mean, I'm just supposing, possibly. If you could buy ammo at cost, man, I would stock up on ammo because it's only going to go up in value. It's not just going to hold value. That's going to go up. So assess your situation. What do you have connections with? What do you have ties to? What can you successfully store? What will hold value over time? If gold and silver are right for you, there's two sponsors I can recommend. Number one is, of course, Goldbacks, and our affiliate site is verifiedgoldbacks.com, and you can learn about Goldbacks there. They have real physical gold embedded in every bill at very precise amounts and 24 karat gold. Or if you want gold and silver coins, you can check out metalswithmike.com, and that takes you to the Treasure Island website. That's a Treasure Island coins and precious metals company that I've been working with for years, and they can get you gold and silver coins at really competitive prices, guaranteed, insured, discreet delivery. You can also ask them to opt out of any confirmation emails. So they won't even email you if you request it. They won't email you a copy of your order. So you can just keep it on the down low. That's metalswithmike.com. So that's gold and silver for you if it's right for you. But I love to store diesel fuel. Why? Because you can turn it into everything. If you have a tractor, you know, you can turn diesel fuel into food. You can barter with diesel fuel when, you know, the refineries get bombed out by the domestic terrorists or whatever is going to happen there. Diesel fuel holds value. And you can buy a 500-gallon tank or a 1,000-gallon tank, you know, depending on where you live. Maybe you can't just put it in a neighborhood driveway. But you can usually get a tank and you can find a local diesel provider and you can have them deliver 500 gallons of diesel, red dye diesel, usually for agricultural use, off-road use. And if you add the right additives, which are basically poisons that kill microbes, you can extend the storage life of that diesel for many years to come. I have diesel. I mean, I don't recommend this, but I've run diesel 8 years later and it still ran. Now, maybe it had some sludge in it. Maybe it's going to, you know, clog up the fuel filters faster than normal. Probably so, but it's still usable. And if you treat it, it'll last. It can last even longer. So diesel fuel, even though it's got a shelf life, it's got real value depending on where you are, especially in an agricultural area. Everybody needs diesel for transportation, for farming, for harvesting food, you know, even for regular diesel vehicles and so on. So that's something to check out. Firearms and ammo. Are firearms going to have great value? Absolutely. Especially if there's more firearms bans in place or confiscation efforts in place. Firearms will have great value. Of course, you know, abide by your local laws. You need to purchase them legally. Don't have illegal firearms. I've said this many times, but I make it a point. You know, if the ATF ever comes to visit me, they're not going to find anything illegal. I don't have full auto weapons. I don't have illegal suppressors. Or what do they call them? Solvent traps. I don't have any of that stuff. I've got suppressors that went through the ATF on all of them. I have tax stamps on all of them, okay? But I don't even have full auto. I don't need full auto. I just move my finger really fast. That's semi-auto is good enough. So just keep it legal. Don't get all crazy. You don't have to own like illegal RPGs and grenades and stuff like that. That's just begging to go to jail. Okay, so just keep it legal. What you really need is practice with legal firearms. Just get more practice. You know, use your pistol. Do dry fire practice. Go out on the range. Get some instructors to give you, you know, pointers and so on. Just get more experience behind the trigger with rifles and pistols, or maybe even shotguns if that's your thing. And that will help you more than attempting to buy some kind of illegal super duper, you know, drop in full auto sear or some nonsense like that. Stay away from that stuff. Stay out of jail. You can't grow food if you're in jail, folks, you know. So keep it legal, but definitely stock up on firearms and ammunition. If you agree with me, if you agree with my assessment that things are about to get, you know, way worse out there. One last area where I want to remind you here is off-grid technology. So what are you going to do if your city or wherever you're connected to, if you don't have electricity or water? What are you going to do for water? Do you have a water source? Do you have some water filters? Could you find some groundwater nearby and then use a water filter and then, you know, create drinkable water? What about electricity? Do you have an off-grid generator? Does it run on diesel? See, if you've got diesel fuel, I strongly recommend getting a diesel generator. And the best diesel generators, as far as I can tell, are made by Kubota, K-U-B-O-T-A, Japanese company. They've got some diesel generators that can be moved around with forks, like forklift forks, or you could put them on a pallet, I suppose. And they're pretty heavy. But man, they put out some power and they're very reliable and they run on diesel. Gasoline generators are fine if they're small. And then solar generators are also a good option. So you can have a bunch of solar panels and you can get solar generators at BeReady123.com. They're connected with a satellite phone store, which is a sponsor of ours. And you can collect sunlight. It'll charge your lithium ion batteries there and with the charge controller, and it has a built-in inverter and you can get some power off of it. But if you want real power, like large scale power, you can get a diesel generator or you can get a PTO generator for your diesel tractor, that kind of thing. That's really where you want to go if you want to have a lot of power. Bottom line, dollars going to zero. We just don't know exactly what it's going to look like. What's going to be the trigger event? I don't know. But I know that the future of the dollar is quite bleak. Same thing with the euro and frankly, almost all of Western civilization. So plan accordingly. Now, do your own research. I'm not your financial advisor. Understand that prices of gold and silver or diesel or food or whatever could go up and down. There's risk in everything. But I think the real risk is holding on to dollars and just losing every month, month after month after month, losing, losing, losing. There's 100% risk of losing if you hold a dollar, 100%. Dollars are not getting more valuable. We don't see deflation happening out there, folks. Dollars are getting less valuable and they won't stop printing. So there's your risk, 100% risk of losing if you hold dollars. With other commodities, you know, they might go up, they might go down, but overall they're gonna stay stable. Gold is skyrocketing right now, but overall it's gonna stay stable. There may be a correction in gold, but overall, gold's going to have value even when the dollar is done. So thank you for listening. Thank you for checking out the solutions I mentioned. I'm Mike Adams here. Naturalnews.com, Brighteon.com for videos. Brighteon.io, our new decentralized peer-to-peer, blockchain-driven, uncensorable, unconfiscatable free speech platform. And then also Brighteon.ai, which is our AI tool that's free, non-commercial. You can download it right now. And you can have your own very knowledgeable chat bot running on your own computer that's been trained on content that we procured. So check it all out, and thank you for your support. Get ready for what's coming. God bless you. Take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors. Some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of
dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill. And that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the IOSAT iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the IOSAT product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items, right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. That's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you could check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. And look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discrete, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brighttown.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.